Power cannot take a piece of us short of taking the whole. We are bought and sold, altogether owned by those who believe themselves to be Olympians in essence, and so have staked their exclusive claim to the earth and the heavens. And by our unconscious acceptance, it has become theirs, unfair and falsely got, but that's the reality we have to confront. Karl Popper wrote that Marx didn't credit enough the influence of power, what he calls physical power. Quote, "We must think in these matters in even more materialist terms, as it were, than Marx did. We must realize that the control of physical power and of physical exploitation remains the central political problem. In order to establish this control, we must establish, quote unquote, merely formal freedom. Once we've achieved this and have learned how to use it for the control of physical power, everything rests with us." That's from Karl Popper. I totally vibe with his optimism. We just, you know, figure out these little minor details. I totally think, truly, that we have to stop giving our attention to what power is doing. You know, I went in, you know, I've been trying to figure out how to break out of my isolation here. And went and spoke with someone who, you know, we sort of had a mutual connection. I didn't know her, sort of knew of her, but she was a friend of a woman who died too young that we both knew. And, you know, as soon as I started, you know, describing the discussions, the themes here, she started talking about, well, you're talking about the Illuminati. And I have to tell you that I did not know that word. And when it was introduced to me, it just gave me the creeps, because I betcha, I have nothing else to betcha, but I betcha they like it. They like being thought of. That's why I like to call them abandoned children, because it's the truth. It's so much more accurate. They are totally abandoned. Illuminati, give me a break. The first time I heard that word, I mean, aside from sort of, you know, background noise that I never paid attention to because I didn't know what they were talking about, so it never registered. The first time I heard that word is when I was hawking books. And this gentleman, I don't think you're listening, but if you are, please, I remember you with total love and affection. I don't take this wrong at all. But he was looking through Unpacking Democracy, and he found this Goya. God, I love that man. I just adore that man. I mean, Francisco Goya, one of his plates. And it's the one right before the section where I criticize Richard Wolff, and it has this pedestal in it and these folks looking up with admiration and attention at what's sitting on the pedestal. And so, because he's scanning this book and he goes, "You didn't write this." And I said, "Yeah, I did." He goes, "No, you didn't." "Yeah, I actually did." And I was trying to figure out, why is that shocking to him? I couldn't figure it out. So he opens the book to this Goya plate and he says, "What's sitting on this pedestal?" And I told him, and then he felt a little sheepish because it was so slowly sinking in that maybe I actually had written this book. Anyway, so we talked, and he said, You're talking about the Illuminati. I said, what is that? What's the Illuminati? You know, he said, it's this hidden, essentially hidden power. These folks who hide behind scenes and pull the strings. Well, that ain't nothing to do with light, believe me. That should be associated with them, except for that sun that shines on them that causes them to melt away like the vampires they are. So, no, they are not Illuminati. They are abandoned children.